Well, hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Gospel Fuel Podcast. This is the midweek refill portion of the podcast. And what we do each week on this portion of the podcast is we walk through our Bible reading plan that we're doing for this year in 2025. If you want to join us in that Bible reading plan, you can go to firstfamily.church and go to resources and Bible reading plan. And we're on week 10 this week, which is we're right in the middle of Numbers. And then also we read the whole book of Colossians this week. So I bring on a guest from our leadership every week. And this week I have Becky joining us today. She's our children's director, soon to be. What's your new title? Do you have a new title?
I don't think I have a new title yet.
You'll be moving into a new role here in the coming months, but we're excited to have her on the podcast, and she's going to share some insights with us that'll hopefully really challenge and encourage you. So, Becky, what do you got for us?
Yeah, good morning, Tanner. First of all, I love these letters from Paul, and I think, you know, there's four chapters in Colossians, and so I would encourage people to take at some point this week, like take time to sit down and read the whole thing. Like if you had gotten a letter in the mail from somebody, right, you would sit and read it, you know, at some point all together. But I also love that we can break up each chapter and what we get from that. So I love in chapter one how it starts out with like who Christ is and what he has done. And so just a reminder, you know, like Paul opens his letters, like he does many of them, telling the people like, this is what I'm praying for you. And I think that was a good reminder too for me is I'm quick to tell somebody, oh, I'll pray for you. But do I tell them like what I'm praying for them or how I'm praying for them? But just the opening of, remember, this is who Christ is and this is what he has done for you. And then you see in chapter one and you see in chapter two, times where it contrasts, you were this and now you are this as a follower of Jesus. And it's all because of what Christ did on the cross. It's not because you wake up some morning and say, oh, I'm going to do this today or be this. But it's, you know, you were rescued from darkness into the kingdom of God. You were dead in your, you know, trespasses, and now you're forgiven and free. And then I really love in chapter three how it starts out, seek the things above. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Sunday morning, I have the privilege of being able to do large group worship with our elementary kids. And we were talking on Sunday morning about heaven. And to see some of those kids' faces light up when they were talking about what they imagine heaven to be like and what it'll be like to be with Jesus all the time for eternity. And it was just such a joy and a gift to like, that's where our minds should be and where we should, you know, start our days, end our days, and throughout our days, like set your mind on things of Christ. And that was really just, that has been really encouraging, and to see that play out, you know, even through the eyes of a child. Their imaginations are amazing. And so we just spent some time talking about that. But I love then as it goes on in chapter three, it talks about in verse 5, put to death what belongs to your earthly nature, and gives a list of characteristics there. And then it talks again in verses like 8 and 9, all through that section there through 10, 11. It says, put off these things, like take off these things. They are your old self, the world. But then we had talked, a friend had said she had heard a message on this, and it, we talk so much about what to put off or what was, but the beauty of what we put on then of Christ's characteristics. And so in chapter or verse 12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a grievance against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you are also to forgive. Above all, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity, and let the peace of Christ, in which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts, and be thankful. And so just to like meditate on that in the morning, or as you go to sleep at night, like these are the things I'm to put on, these characteristics of Christ. Not because of me, but because of what Christ did.
I think that's really good. I think we can get caught in the ditch of And especially when it comes like as a parent, I feel this for sure. But we can get caught up in telling too much of put off, you know, put off, you know, lying and pride and, you know, using your words to hurt or whatever it is.
Disobedience,
you know,
like,
yeah.
Whatever.
And, you know, as a parent of a 3-year-old, I'm saying put off a lot of things. I'm not saying those are exact words, but I'm saying those, that general feeling of things to my son a lot. So I think, but we can do that with kids, with teenagers, with adults too, of like, hey, put off this, put off this, put off this, which isn't necessarily wrong.
Right.
It's I mean, scripture's telling us to do it, so
yes.
It's not wrong.
Yes.
But we can't emphasize that too much and not focus on where are we setting our gaze? What are we putting on? What have we gained in Christ that now is our new identity?
Yes.
We don't have to be defined by those things we've put off.
Yes.
We cannot be defined by the things we put on because of what Christ has done.
Yes.
What a good truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you are dearly loved. You know your children. Like I love you, but even more so you are dearly loved by your heavenly Father. And this is what he says, how he sees us and how we are through Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
Yeah. I have gained personally such a picture of God's love and how he looks at us through having young children.
Yes.
Because you've never loved in this way in your life before. If you're not a parent, like if you are, you know what I'm talking about. You've never loved someone like this, but you also have never wanted to like wring someone's
you're
neck.
So frustrated.
And be like, what are you doing? I've told you 1,000 times. This is not, you know.
Yes.
And like, constantly am reminded like, this is what God's doing to us all. Like, this is what I can do to God.
Right.
He's like, I love you so much, but why won't you listen to me?
Yes.
Or do what I tell you. Or just, things would go better if you would do, you know.
Yes.
So it's been such a good reminder for me personally of just like what it looks like to love our children, how deep and how hard God loves us.
Loves us. And how he sees us. Like,
yeah.
I think as, you know, I have teenagers and the truths that they are tempted to believe as they've grown up and like, oh, I'm this or I'm that or I'm seen as this. Mm-hmm. And just those reminders of you are dearly loved. And this is how God sees you through the lens of Christ, you know, through Christ. This is who you are and how Christ sees you. And I think it's a good reminder then as a parent, like, that's how he sees me too.
We love our kids and we would die for our kids. But we can point to someone who did actually die for them.
Yes.
Like, I love you so much, but, and we tell this story so often, like, I love you so much, but Jesus loves you more than we do.
Yeah.
Because Jesus actually did die for you. I would die for you. Jesus did die for you. So I think that's, yeah. Kids director vibes, of course. We're getting into some parenting stuff, but such a good reminder of the truth of what we see in Colossians. So really appreciate you bringing that truth to us, Becky.
Yeah.
Church, I hope that was encouragement to you in your walk with Christ, and I hope that'll encourage you to keep engaging with Scripture this year. Join us next time on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.